Glory, glory, glory to Jesus. This is Alexander MCK Chileshe. Today, in this new season, in this new year of 2021, I would like to give a podcast teaching titled Majesty. And we're going to be drawing our strength from a very short scripture from the book of Psalm 29, verse 4. And the Bible declares, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Majesty. There is a story that has been told of the man and the rock. What can we learn from the man and the rock? It's a story about adversity. It's a story about faith. It's a story about you and me. The story has been told of a time when the Lord told a man he had work for him to do. The Lord took the man to a large rock in front of his house, and he told him, I want you to push against the rock with all your might. This man did as the Lord had asked him, day after day. For many months he toiled from sun up to sundown. His shoulders set squarely against the cold, massive surface of the unmoving rock, pushing with all his might. Each night the man returned to his house with sore hands and completely worn out in strength. Seeing that the man was showing signs of discouragement, the story goes on to tell us that Satan decided to enter the picture by placing thoughts into the man's mind. And he began to whisper to the man's mind, you have been pushing against the rock for a long time, and it hasn't budged nor moved a single bit. You are never going to be able to move this rock, Satan whispered to the man's mind. And when these thoughts were whispered in his mind, the man began to get discouraged. He became disheartened. Even the more. But in the midst of battling this discouragement, the man decided to make it a matter of prayer. He turned to his knees. He took his troubled thoughts unto the Lord. And when he did this, the Lord said to him, in fact, before this, he says to the Lord, I have labored long and hard in your service, putting all my strength to do that which you have asked, dear Lord. Yet after all this time, I have not even budged that rock by half a centimeter. And the man says, Lord, I am failing you. And the Lord responded compassionately, my friend, when I asked you to save me and you accepted, I told you that your task was to push against the rock with all your strength, which you have done. Never once did I mention to you that I expected you to move it. Your task was to push, and now you have come to me with your strength spent, thinking that you have failed. But is that really so? And the Lord said to the man, look at yourself. Your arms are strong and muscled. Your hands are calloused from constant pressure. And your legs have become massive and hard. So I'm here to tell you that through opposition, you have grown much, and your abilities now surpass that which you used to have. Yet you haven't moved the rock. But son, I did not ask you to move the rock, the Lord said. I simply asked you to push it. It is my job to move the rock, the Lord said. So when God asks you to push, push. And if the rock does not move, keep pushing. God will bring some good out of it. He is the only one who can push the rock. Majesty. We are majesty because we belong to the King of Kings, whose name is Jehovah. As a citizen of heaven, I by default became majesty. So did you. Majesty simply means splendor, dignity, magnificence, awesomeness, royalty, superbness, nobility, sovereignty, authority, power, dominion, supremacy, pomp. The word majesty in Greek is translated magalelo, magalelo, which simply means you are sublime. You are a splendor. You are glory. This is called the triple effect: sublime, splendor, and glory. Romans 8:17 says, now if we are children, then we are the heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in these sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. You see in this scripture of Romans that the term heir is emphasized. It's talking about our relationship to God the Father. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 tells us that as his children, we have the inheritance that can never perish, never be spoiled, nor ever fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven. Why is there an emphasis on the word here in Romans 8:17? The Greek word for here is kleronomos. Kleronomos. Meaning or denoting that one who has a portion, glory. So from today, I want you to declare Psalm 139, verse 14, over your life, which says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Majesty. Like the man that toiled and pushed against the unmovable rock, in the end he became majesty. He became stronger and bolder. So shall you be as well, in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. This is Alexander M.C.K. Chileshe with the Prophetic View Global Ministry based in Namibia, Windhoek, as we continue to feed from the vine of wisdom. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Shalom.